Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a baby. And
let me get this. I hear Brenda's got a baby, but Brenda's barely got a brain. A damn shame. The girl can hardly spell a name. That's not a problem. That's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me spec some whole community. Now, Brittany really never knew her mom's and the dad was a junkie, couldn't death in his arm. I can't keep going.
All right, it's the WIP Afternoon Show.
I did the whole song, Spike.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30, Tupac. Old ones 2 days in a row.
Yes, sir.
First two albums the last 2 days.
This is first classic right here.
Yeah.
This is the first one.
That's
one
the first
that
record.
Really hit.
Yeah, that was. I remember seeing that video on the box.
Yeah,
remember and the box? MTV. Yes,
the box.
The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. What is a successful Eagles season for you at this point? It is a four-option question, Ike. Option one, just win a playoff game. Option two, make the NFC Championship. Option three, make the Super Bowl. Option four, win the Super Bowl. Now, it's tough when there's four.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so it's win a playoff game, make the NFC Championship game, get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl.
I mean, I could easily see winning the Super Bowl or getting to the Super Bowl as being the leading answer. I really can. I don't care what we've sort of felt like going through the season and understanding where the season lies. What I'm saying is, my expectation for this team and where they should be, my reaction at the end of this season will reflect that. And the only way that I'm not just completely disappointed and outraged is if they happen to lose an NFC Championship game.
Okay.
I just
Super Bowl.
Yes.
At least the NFC Championship
bar, game. Yes, you got to be at least in the NFC Championship game. They've already started voting.
What do you think is leading?
In the Super Bowl.
That's actually next to last. That's third with 17%.
Wow.
Yeah. So make the NFC Championship game is the leading with 35.2.
Okay.
Win the Super Bowl is 31.9.
Second. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And then just win a playoff game is at 15%.
Last.
Yes.
Where it should be.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. No, yeah. No. Where it should be. Yes, exactly. Where it should be.
I'm
just saying, man.
All right. I just.
Do you think?
I wish everyone cared.
Huh?
6 months ago. I just. You know what's good. You know what's just good. They're probably not going to win the Super Bowl, right? I mean, let's say they do. But
okay.
Let's say they don't.
Okay.
Is that I cannot wait till an off season of Eagles talk that is not infected by winning the Super Bowl. That we can all have honest conversations.
But what if they do win the Super Bowl?
Well, then, God bless them.
Yeah, no, God bless them. Hold on. God bless them.
God bless all of us.
What conversations are you going to be willing to have then?
Yes.
I'm not going to have any conversations because we're just going to be sitting around talking about something else.
Oh, no. We're going to be talking about guys with elite status.
Yeah, Jalen Hall of Fame. Get the bust ready.
Yes, that's what we're going to be talking about.
Okay. In this city.
Can we wait till 2 days after the Super Bowl?
I promise we won't do it the very next day after the Super Bowl. We'll wait at least 2 or 3 days.
As long as we can wait till Tuesday or Wednesday.
Let's wait till after the parade at least.
Yes,
we'll wait
fine.
Till then.
That'll be fine because my answer is still going to be no. 215-592-9494. Ken from Cinnamon, you're on WIP. Yes. At least we all know each other now. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
What's up, Ken?
So first of all, Ike, I'm completely with you. I, at this point in my life, I am totally immune to FOMO for the rest of my life. I tell my wife all the time, I like my house. That's why I bought it.
Right.
And I'm perfectly content to be there.
That's right.
So, you know. That is the most, like, over 50
It is the
mindset.
Truth, though. That's why I'm almost this there. Much for this house, because I want to be here all the time. Yep. Yes, I love the house. Yes.
That's why it's home. That's why
yes.
it's home. So, you know, Spike, you're part of this is your urgent desire to say, I told you so.
Oh, you would never recognize that, would you, Ken?
And you know, it's like, no, I would never recognize that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
but, you know, because it's self-evident with me.
Right.
But, you know, if they don't, if they do win the Super Bowl, or at least make it to the Super Bowl, it's largely going to be because of their defense. We all accept that their defense
sure.
is the unit. That, yeah. And the players where they lost the most impact guys in the offseason that we were all worried about, or how they're going to replace these guys, were on defense. So clearly, the Milton Williams and the Josh Sweats and the Isaiah Rodgers walking out the door in the offseason, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's not going to have anything to do with that. It's going to be because the quarterback played like garbage again for a stretch of...
Well, we don't know that. We've had two good games of Adoree Jackson, and one of them is against the worst team in the NFL. So we should... And the other game, by the way, was against the second worst offensive line in the NFL, where we ended up having seven sacks. So, like, the idea that something that the defense could not end up being a reason... And let me be clear. The defense might not be the reason they lost, but they're going to have to be the reason they win. And it's certainly possible that they're not the reason they win a game.
It's the likeliest scenario is that if they lose in the playoffs, it's going to be because the offense just doesn't show up.
I would agree. Yes.
That's been the whole thing all year long. And oh, by the way, we had all these conversations at this time last year. The only difference was they could run the football.
Yes.
So
huge difference.
Huge difference.
Okay.
But still mainly the only difference. So as far as I'm concerned, if they don't at least make it to the NFC Championship, you are the defending Super Bowl champions. They need to carry you off on your shield.
Yeah.
Losing in the second round of the playoffs is not carrying you off on your shield. And more concerning is if they don't at least get the NFC Championship game, some of the questions that we thought had long been answered with a Super Bowl MVP and all that might actually be questions again. And that's what I don't want. So if they make it to the NFC Championship game and they lose to the Rams in the NFC Championship game on the road, and it's a good game, and it's one of those where we look back and they put up a fight and they just lost to a team that was better equipped to win that game this year, then to me, I can live with that. But if they win in the first round of the playoffs and then lose to the Bears and score 9 points in Chicago, that's not a success.
Oh, we're going to be outraged.
Yeah, there's also
we're going to be outraged.
There's also a lot of caveats there, Ken. What if they lose 28-25 in Chicago?
It's still not a success. My bar is the NFC Championship game. I would expect the defending Super Bowl champions to know how to navigate this thing. They already know how to win. They've got the pedigree. At least get back. Knock on the door. If it doesn't get answered, that's fine, but you have to at least get back and knock on the door.
Sure. And the only thing I would add to that is if they end up playing the Bears in the NFC Championship game and
they
lose
better win it.
And they score 12 points, all those questions that you don't want to have, they're all there.
Yep, that's true.
They're all there. So I actually don't think we escape any of those questions unless they go on some miracle.
The details matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the details matter. Yeah, the details matter for sure.
And Spike, you used the word there. I think you should at least recognize that it's not necessarily a miracle if they go on a run in the postseason, because the offense didn't show up last year until the NFC Championship game, and then they hammered people for, you know,
He does have a good point. There were still questions about the passing offense even going into the playoffs
last
year.
Though we had a very different running game last year.
We had the running game. No, the running game was there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the concerns
the
was still there with the passing game.
Well, they can pass when they need to. Ken used to say that, too.
And they could, I guess. Again,
don't they need to this year?
I was right.
Don't they need to this year, Ken?
Well, Probably. We'll see how that goes.
All right. Okay. Ken, well, do you have a separate what's changed for you as you've gotten older, or are you just agreeing with Ike?
Absolutely.
What do you got?
So when I was like Jack's age, I couldn't understand why anybody would drink wine. Like, to me, it was just, it was gross. And now, you know, I love it. I've got 170 bottle cellar in my basement. Like,
wow,
to me.
Wow. Ken's got it.
Oh, wow. Size does matter.
Subtle flex right there. Yeah.
170 bottle cellar.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you for the call.
This guy's a problem.
Have not crossed over to wine.
Nah. I could drink a glass with dinner. I have no problem with it. I just can't tell the difference. You give me one red and another red and another red and another red. I hate to tell you.
It's all the same.
They all taste the same. they all taste the same.
You can't say that to a wine connoisseur.
Well, you know, they're lying to themselves.
The wine snobs, they know, man. They know the difference.
I actually think they're lying to themselves. You know, this is the worst thing with wine. Yeah. The worst thing with wine is you're at a nice restaurant and somebody asks about a certain red wine and they say, oh, there's hints of this, hints of that, hints of this. They do this with coffee too. Oh, there's hints of chocolate and hints of nuts. And then you drink this wine. There's no hints of anything but the grapes, the fermented grapes that are in the wine. It just tastes like red wine.
Yep.
You know, you get one of those wines looking for a hint of apricot and the hint of chocolate. It just tastes like red wine. There's no hints of anything in it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Elliot's not a wine guy.
He does seem like a wine guy.
Can you see him, like, you know, sniffing?
Yeah, swirling around.
Yeah.
And what is that, the smell?
Yeah. Maybe in his 40s.
Dipping his nose in there.
Yeah.
Well, his 40s are coming.
They're coming right around the corner.
Yeah.
He smells like a wine snob.
I can tell the difference between white wines. Some are sweeter than other ones, so I can tell that difference.
Right.
But red wine, all the same.
I'm out.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. You know, here's one thing that's different than all of its contemporaries. That is National Appliance Warehouse.
There
you can tell the difference with that one.
Oh, come on. You put your nose in National Appliance Warehouse, the big showroom, and sniff it. Oh, it's better in there. Over 100 brands.
Wow.
What do you smell?
Well, you know what I smell? I smell people in there that want to solve my problem.
That's right.
My problem is my appliances. They're going to solve it. How are they going to solve it? They're going to get us, I just said over 100 brands, right?
Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, LG, Whirlpool
right? Yeah. They're going to deliver it to me if I need to. They're going to install it for me if they need to, right?
Yeah.
They're going to get me the best price.
Why?
Because they have Price Assure, Jack, which
exactly
is
right.
The technology that updates the price in the store, making sure that you get the best price. It's only at National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah. Also, Tactics Delaware helps.
It sure does.
And you missed the Black Friday mega sale.
Yes.
But don't you worry. The season of saving spike.
It's another sale.
It's underway right now.
There's always great sales events at National Appliance Warehouse.
So what are you waiting for? You're getting the perfect appliance for you.
Yep.
You're getting it at a great price.
Yep.
And you're having a great time doing it. Walking. Industry-leading service team there to take care of you. Something Mark Stemackin believed in when he built the National Appliance Warehouse, and he delivered on. So experience what Spike and I experienced at National Appliance Warehouse today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
So this sound we're playing on Nick Sirianni talking about Jalen's injury, is it from the morning show or is it from his press conference?
It's from his presser today.
Okay, so if you remember correctly, on a scramble, I don't think it was a design run. I think it was a scramble.
It was RPO and he kept it.
Yeah, it was RPO and he kept it. Ran to the right, saw that there was nothing there, sort of tried to do this little thing where he sort of goes down but doesn't slide, and his knee sort of gets caught under him. And they mentioned on the broadcast they thought it might be an ankle, whatever. So Nick Sirianni was asked about that during his press conference, which happened today rather than yesterday. Here is the exchange.
I know we're going to get an injury later today, but Jalen, you know, got hit there at the end of the game. How's he feeling? And is it safe to assume like he'll play on Saturday?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we'll give you everything here later today after we go through our process. And so you'll see, you guys will see that.
So did he not answer it just because his thing is to not answer injury questions, or is he not answering it because you think that there's something there? Because he just didn't answer. And
yeah.
I would have thought if Jalen was fine, he would have just said Jalen's fine. Or,
yeah.
Or maybe he has this hard and fast rule in his head. If he gets asked about injuries, he doesn't want to say the wrong thing, so he's just not going to say anything.
Right. No, it's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what this report says, because I actually can see it both ways. I could see where he doesn't want to leave a crack in the door open for people to start asking about injuries, and he addresses them, right? So, like you said, he wants to stick with that hard, fast rule of not doing it. Or does he know, obviously, more than we know, and he doesn't want to have to address that now? He'll wait, put it out in a report, and tomorrow maybe have a better answer, or maybe Jalen's on the practice field tomorrow. Like, Jalen may not practice today. I don't know.
Right. And I wonder if... Do they have a day off? They have a shorter week.
Everything's moved up a day.
So did they get rid of the day where they don't practice at all?
Yes.
Maybe that's just yesterday?
Yeah, well, he said in the past, yes, I think Monday was treated like their Tuesday.
Okay.
So they're trying to combine days and steal time from each day. So today is more of a Wednesday/Tuesday day.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Yeah. And actually, when we talked to Jordan last night, he said he slept most of the day. So they must have done nothing yesterday.
Right.
So... the only advice, I know Jalen doesn't listen to the radio show, but if
not
you're
ours anyway, not live.
No. if you're watching him, and Elliot keeps saying this, and we'll talk about it when he gets here after three. He said the hit he took. Jalen did not get hurt because he got hit. Jalen got hurt because one of the things that he does when he runs is that if there's about to be contact, rather than sliding or just sort of running through it, what he tends to do is does this little awkward, like almost collapse to the ground. And it seemed like what he was trying to do is he saw he might get hit, so he's trying to go down and go back down the other way. And his leg got caught underneath him while he was doing that. And I almost think if he had just kept running toward the sideline, he might have gotten tackled or something, but he wouldn't have had that awkward thing he needs to get rid of. Because every time he goes down like that, I think he's going to get twisted up. He's either got to let himself get tackled or he's got to slide. But that sort of in-between thing that he does seems like the most dangerous thing he does while he's running.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's like a lot of these athletic quarterbacks who – the sliding aspect isn't natural to them, so sometimes they just drop.
Yes.
Just get out of the way of being hit. And that was a moment there where he got caught in between what he was trying to do, along with the defender being there. Yeah, that's just one of those things where you almost got to say you got to give up on the play sooner.
Yes.
Right? It's almost like as if he thought he could beat him around the corner, and then
he couldn't
realized
do it.
He couldn't.
Yeah. And I just think if he sometimes like and you've said this before and many people have said it before, when you're trying not to get hurt, trying not to get hit, that's when you end up getting
for
hit.
Sure.
So either figure out how to slide or almost just take the hit as a tackle is probably a less of a chance of you getting hurt than doing that weird thing, because I don't think it was the contact from the defender that caused that. I think it was the weird thing.
Yeah, trying to slide late.
Yes.
To avoid getting
or
hit.
Or that fall thing.
Yeah.
Not, it didn't even look like he was trying to slide. 215-592-9494. Brian in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Fellas, how we doing?
Hey, Brian.
What's up, B?
Hey, so... You know, listening all this week, I'm in sales, so I listen to the radio while I work, and it was kind of brutal this week, and I'm with you guys. You know what
we just started yesterday.
The Eagles.
Did you mean last week?
Well, yeah, last week.
Okay.
Leading up to the Raiders game. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, in the back of my mind, it's the Raiders. So what we do, what doesn't happen, it doesn't matter, because what's a successful season for the Eagles? So then I started looking at our competition, and it's like, well, what are these guys? You know, the Matthew Staffords, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert. You know what? Matthew Stafford has won 0 playoff games and 0 division titles in 12 years with Detroit. and people gave him every excuse in the book. He didn't win anything until he demanded a trade to a loaded roster, right? So these are all things that are also used to discredit Hurts. Trevor Lawrence sucks for 5 years, and people are still holding out hope for this guy to be great. Justin Herbert gets called elite for 6 years in a row, wins zero playoff games.
One? Have you watched?
Well, listen, Josh Allen is great. He's a great quarterback. But he's got an MVP last year and fewer conference championships wins than Rex Grossman. Okay? John Elway put up Kerry Collins numbers for a decade.
Can I ask you something, though, Brian? Brian, as you, I know you have a list you're going through here. So does it tell you anything that because Rex Grossman has more conference championships than Josh Allen, don't you think that tells you sometimes that a great player might not win a conference championship because of other factors, and a not-so-great player might win one? You see, Rex Grossman was in the Super Bowl, and none of us are talking about Rex Grossman being a very good or even good quarterback. We all know Josh Allen's a great quarterback. We can all watch him and see, right? So what is the point here? Because Matt Stafford was a good player in Detroit. Now, did he get it? You say Matt Stafford didn't get any criticism when he was in Detroit. It is not true. There were a lot of questions about Matt Stafford, and there's a lot of questions about the players. Ike said it yesterday about Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers, his career does not go uncriticized. There are a lot of great quarterbacks that don't win and get criticized for it. And Justin Herbert is right on the verge of not being everybody's golden boy anymore. So, and Trevor Lawrence, everybody was ready to give up on last year. Everybody was ready to give up on Trevor Lawrence. So I know you're not inserting yourself into the conversations of those fan bases, but nobody was a big believer in Trevor Lawrence this year. I think the team had decided that that was their best course forward, and maybe it is working out for him. But I don't think the point you're making is true. I don't think those players that haven't won are not being criticized for that. And for what it's worth, but I think Josh Allen has been criticized pretty roundly for not getting to the Super Bowl. It gets mentioned on this radio station probably every single day.
But being benched, though, Jalen Hurts has a couple of bad games after three highly productive winning seasons, wins a Super Bowl, we're first in our division, and have a winning record by a decent amount. So, like, calling for his job, it was just kind of hard to listen to.
Let me ask you something, Brian. Who on WIP was calling for him to be benched?
All right, so I also heard people doing this, and I heard the defense as well.
No. I personally am asking you, because you said it was tough to listen to WIP last week. So I know nobody on this show called for him to be benched. I know that for a fact. So I'm asking you, who on WIP called for him to be benched?
Just give me
one name.
I believe it was you who said that if it continued with the Raiders, that you would seek for him to be benched.
No,
correct?
I did not. I said that if the only way that you can bench him is if you have decided he is not your quarterback moving forward. I said otherwise it is too dangerous to do it. You actually can't do it. So
right, and I completely agree, but he gets a lot of criticism.
No. Again. He is the quarterback of the Eagles, so he gets blown up all offseason that he is the second-best quarterback in football when they win a Super Bowl with the worst passing offense to ever win a Super Bowl, right? But he got the credit, right? So when they're not playing well, he's going to get the blame. So again, last time I'm going to ask, you said all week on WIP was tough to listen to because people were calling for him to be benched. And all I'm asking for is the one person, the one WIP host who called for him to be benched.
I guess that's a great question because you got me there, man.
Okay.
It was overwhelmingly like Jalen Hurts, get him out, bench him. Like
again,
people were in favor. Somebody brought up Joe Burrow. But, like, I'm looking at all of our competition and all of the other conferences that we're looking at, and it's just like, do they ever? Like, Jalen Hurts.
Here's the thing, Brian.
For the most part, has.
Brian, give us something that you've changed your opinion on as you've gotten older.
Okay, this is an easy one.
Yeah.
Marriage. Straight up marriage. I just never saw the institution of marriage as being profitable or, like, a good idea for men anymore. It was just a horrible business decision, and that's the way I looked at it until I met my wife,
and it
took me about 5 seconds
there
to marry her.
All right. Then well, my
hold
guy.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. What changed?
Her.
Yeah, what?
See, I just...
He'd love
the temperature.
No, no, no. I want to know whether or not you're superficial or you met your soulmate. Now you said it took you 5 seconds. I know you don't mean that literally, but I'm just wondering what made you change your mind on this hard and fast rule of yours of not getting married, and it wasn't profitable for men. To all of a sudden, your wife convinced you so easily.
It wasn't easy. It was the right time. Okay. I'd have to say I was the hardest version of myself.
Okay.
But just, it was just her. I was just ready. And she was so tolerant of, like, I just really realized that I didn't want to have somebody like her walk out of my life.
Aww.
The one person I couldn't lose.
I love her,
and we're expecting our first child next week.
Oh, congratulations,
brother. Congratulations.
Brian. Congratulations, Brian.
See, you know what? I'm getting to the heart of the matter there.
What?
Somebody broke his heart.
Oh, you think?
Had to be. What made him sour on being married?
Well, he said it's not profitable.
Well, you know what? Young guys.
But here's my thing. How did it become profitable with her?
I don't know.
Well,
when you use words like that, that's a selfish way of thinking.
I think.
Profitable?
Well, I didn't get married until I was 38. I think people get married older now, mm-hmm. and they think you don't need it.
Yeah.
But marriage is great, I think. It's not always easy, but nothing's easy, right?
Sure.
So I think marriage is, somebody.
Listen, we're all married, man.
Yeah.
And I'm 24 years in February.
Yes. Yeah.
30 years total. I need all my credit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I get it. I get it. I wanted to tighten his screws
and figure out what it was.
Just to see what the hell was his real issue.
What
here.
It was. And last thing of what he was saying.
Yes.
Did we talk about Jalen playing bad last week? Of course we did, because Jalen was playing bad. And it wasn't just one or two games. Yeah. It had been all
year.
We
lost three straight games.
And I have news for you. Half of our calls wanted to see Tanner McKee last week. We are going to talk about what people are talking about, but I don't like when we get accused of things that did not happen.
Well, here's the funny thing about that.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing about the whole bench and Jalen thing. There wasn't some campaign that was cast last week. It was broached. Whatever, anybody can feel the way they want to feel. It's their thought. That's the great thing about doing these shows and doing the job that we have. It is free thinking. We're not controlled by our bosses and anything of that nature. Mm. You don't like the topic, you don't have to necessarily engage or listen to it. But the idea of so many people grabbing onto that and actually feeding into it to perpetuate it.
Yes.
They talked about it longer than the station actually talked about it. The fact that he brought it up again.
This week. It was really 2 days.
Yes.
It was Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's all it was. And the national media jumped on it because they needed something outlandish for them to talk about.
And the only thing I will defend it 100% is I think it is a completely reasonable thing to ask and discuss.
I agree with that. We're talking about asking Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, I had no problem with that.
100%.
And he gave a firm no.
100%. And they didn't do it. And they're not going to do it.
And move on, yeah.
Talk, relax.
But guess what? The funny thing is, had they lost to the Raiders and he didn't play well, do you think that would have quieted what was brought up the week before?
Oh, no, it
would have enhanced it.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the only way you quiet the noise, by playing better.
Sure, and he did, and it did.
This is Philadelphia.
Yeah.
We got to quit being so sensitive. it's not the first outlandish take that has been made or the last. We'll have that.
There is a writer, and I will leave him unnamed, but he said to me privately, he goes, I stand with WIP. He said, when did we stop holding people accountable in this city?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so you play bad, we're going to say you play bad, relax.
And it's enough of us here that said, are you kidding me? I wouldn't bench Jalen Hurts. But nobody listened to that.
No.
If it was one person who said it, and then you had seven other people who disagreed with it, still going to go with the one person that said it, as if the whole station is...
And I still would love to see Tanner play for a game. All right, 215-592. Yes, we did.
Mason didn't play that last game.
Yeah.
Or this Saturday.
We never know. 215-592-9494. Elliott Shore Parks.
6, baby.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, is that what you're doing tonight?
Yeah.
You sure you don't wait till Thursday when you have an hour and a half?
Yeah, you're the guy they're talking about. Yeah.
Well, all I said was if it's going bad in the Raiders game, meh.
Yeah. wake Jalen up a little
We're
bit.
All curious.
He's not speak for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not, I would never claim to be the voice of the Eagles fan.
215-592-9494.
I meant for us here.
Yeah.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
I got my own problem.
Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Who's got the holiday spirit? I have it. You have it. The Cars Are John Ashdale has it over there at Colonial Hyundai. Going to help you get into a brand new Hyundai and make sure everything's right because, again, the holiday spirit. So how are they going to do that? Well, first of all, it is your payment. You go in there to buy a brand new Hyundai, you're thinking your payment's going to go up. But what they want to do is make sure that your payment stays low. How are they going to do it? 0% financing. 0% financing. Make your payments make sense at Colonial Hyundai. One of the 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. We just got snow over the weekend. Maybe you're thinking you want an SUV because when it snows, you want to be able to go to the grocery store, want to be able to go to the mall, want to be able to go to the game. Well, they've got Palisades. They got Santa Fe's. They got Tucson's. They're also going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every brand new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get over there now. Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year, 20% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. Dealer for full details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.